Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What will Aaron Glenn do at the quarterback position, and will he give us an answer? We'll find out in a couple of minutes. The latest from the winter meetings as well, and more of your calls. But first, it is time for a Cinco de Favo.
Cinco de Favo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Favo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. So yesterday was an interesting day for the show members. I loved it because it was the Giants bye week. Mm-hmm. I think it's my favorite weekend of the year when the Giants stink because I can enjoy the football. And yet we had Evan Roberts taking his young son Spence to Jets Dolphins at MetLife Stadium. And Tiki Barber for Compass Media Networks calling Cardinals Rams. And as I sat there like a Gavone on my couch, I thought to myself, what a great day of football. And the two guys who I work with are at the two worst games of the day.
They absolutely were.
And a lot unfolded on that NFL Sunday. So I've done this a couple times. Absolute blowouts. I'm here to bring you the five things you need to know from the NFL weekend. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
How about the controversy in the Denver Raider game? The Broncos were 7.5-point favorites. The game is over. Yeah. The Raiders complete a pass with 4 seconds left in the Bronco territory. A Bronco hovers over the Raider receiver. I think it was Trey Tucker. They call delay a game, stop the clock, and Pete Carroll, rather than throw a Hail Mary, says, I'm going to kick a field goal as time expires to have us lose by 7. And people went nuts in the betting community.
I mean, they should have, because this is questionable.
So here's my question to you. There's a lot of things from this that make no sense. Number one, I would say that the player on the field is just giving that kind of visceral reaction of, hey, let me make sure they can't run another play. So I'm going to assume nothing nefarious is there with the delay of game. Then you've got the officials who don't really have to call it, but decide to call it.
Yes.
And then you've got Pete Carroll. Does anyone actually think that Pete Carroll is like a side gambler or bookie?
No.
And so if the answer is no, which I think most people would say no, why do you think he ran out and kicked the field goal?
Because he was hoping that you kick a field goal, you get a defensive penalty on the field goal, so now there has to be another play, and then you can enforce it on the onside kick, and maybe. But even then, you're not going to have time to run a play. No matter how you talk about it, it makes no sense.
So then why did Pete Carroll do it?
I think my honest answer, there's already under fire. He's going to be one and done as the Raiders head coach. And I think being the old school football guy is, at the end of the year, when he looks at scores and can tally his resume and his big meeting with the Raiders, losing by a touchdown to maybe the number one seed looks a lot better than losing by 10 points.
So here's my point. Maybe. If we believe that nothing nefarious happened, and I don't think it did, I think Pete Carroll just for whatever reason said, I'm going to kick a field goal. Maybe it's the reason you gave. Then everyone's got to stop whining and bitching.
Yeah.
Like, you made the decision to bet on the game.
Right.
Screw you. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
How about the people that bet the Raiders? Are they complaining today?
No, but like either way, like that's why betting is risky.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Because you never know when something nonsensical like that's going to happen.
So anyone who's complaining Tell me why Pete Carroll did it. Give me the nefarious reasons. Otherwise, what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. If he didn't do anything wrong and he's just like, I'm going to play the game out, like, let's get some points on the board,
yeah,
then sorry, you're the one who decided to make a bet.
I agree. I cashed out, by the way. Pulled an Evan. And here we go.
Number four.
Ground alone setback, receiver to each side. And it's intercepted! Jumping up in the air is Bedford! Gets away from Burrow! 30, 20, 10, 5! Your AFC Defensive Player of the Week has done it again! Christian Bedford with a go-ahead touchdown!
Bills radio on the call. A wild game in the snow in Buffalo. Burrow and the Bengals with a 10-point lead in the final 5 minutes. Joe Burrow throws not one but two picks, yeah, including that pick six, and the Bengals get eliminated from playoff position.
And if you miss that interception, it was spectacular. Joe, yeah, Burrow, that ball usually just gets knocked down. Christian Benford snatched it out of the air 5 feet.
It was crazy.
From where he released that ball.
Burrow was trying to touch it over him, and he missed on it.
It was unbelievable.
Clean
caught it.
When they showed highlights of that game at MetLife Stadium, my son was like, I want to go to a game like that.
Oh,
and he
boy.
Didn't mean because of the snow.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't mean the action. He meant, wouldn't it be fun to sit in snow and watch a football game? And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah. James Cook also fumbled on the goal line in two separate series in this game.
That game was drunk.
Totally drunk. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Jackson gets a snap. Back to pass. Looking. Steps up to the right. Back to the left. Throws. Jump ball. Incomplete. Incomplete along the goal line intended for Andrews. Queen was there defensively, and the Steelers have made the stop.
Steelers radio on the call. Remember all those weeks we kept saying the Ravens are going to win the division, the Ravens are going to win the division? Steelers beat Baltimore yesterday. Another game with controversy. The play before that, Isaiah Likely catches a football in the end zone, takes two steps with possession, it gets knocked out. They go on replay and call it no touchdown.
Bro, what was that, Teak? That's a touchdown. I got to hear about 3 feet. Since when do humans have 3 feet?
Well, it's three steps. So he's got to have the two steps for the catch. Just like, think about if you're going out of bounds. And you catch a ball, you got to get two steps and then control the ball to the ground. When you're in the field of play, control is two steps, so 1-2 feet down, and then a third step, which counts as a football move. And so he didn't get that third step fully down before the ball got knocked out. It's the correct call. But it's the correct call. The bigger thing is on the last pass to Mark Andrews, the DB was pulling the hell out of his jersey.
Yeah.
It was clear pass interference.
They never call that.
They never call
it. They should,
but it was clear pass interference.
Yep.
By the way, the Ravens got the ball back.
Yeah.
They couldn't do anything, and they ended up ending the game with a sack.
Watch Aaron Rodgers go play in the Super Bowl after all that.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the table. The AFC feels very open. Right now, I look at all of these teams. It's not wide open? I mean, come on, Teak. That's a given. I'm not even telling you who's going to win. I'm just saying it's wide open.
I think New England is separating itself.
Come on. Don't they have to prove a little bit more?
I mean, yeah, but no. They've won 10 games.
I understand, but they've beaten a lot of crappy teams. Now, I give them credit. They're beating the teams on their schedule. I know it, but it's going to matter come playoff time when they have to beat playoff teams.
Okay, and who are the good playoff teams in the
NFC? I think the Bills will beat them. 100%.
Really?
I think that's going to start.
The Bills are flawed every week.
So, they're flawed. Everybody's flawed. I'm just saying I think they can beat them.
You know who's not flawed?
Who's that?
The Patriots.
They're not flawed?
They're consistent.
Come
every
on.
Single.
I'll make you this bet right now.
Go look at Joe Burrow's stats. Just go do it for me real quick.
I don't need to look at Joe. What is Joe Burrow's stats?
I mean, not Joe Burrow. Drake May stats.
Okay, that makes
They're
more
exactly
sense.
Exactly the same.
Let me ask you
278, two touchdowns every week.
You take the Patriots, I take the field. You want to make that bet?
No, because I don't care about the Patriots.
Well, you're the one who's saying it's not wide open. The AFC is so... This is the most wide open the AFC has been
anything,
in 20 years.
Anything can happen because there's not the guarantee in the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying!
But I think the best team is the Patriots.
All right. We'll see. I mean, they're the best team on paper right now.
They're the best coach team.
They're the best team on paper in terms of their accomplishments, and they've won the games in front of them, but they're not going to the Super Bowl.
I can assure you who isn't going to the Super Bowl.
Number two.
He is seated on the turf, and he just slammed his helmet to the grass in frustration after taking a hit. Watching it on the replay, he slid on this wet grass. He is now limping over to the Colts sideline. He was also reaching down for that right lower leg area where he has some of that additional padding on that lower leg.
Sound card is CBS. Most gut-wrenching moment of the day. All stuff aside, we've said about Daniel Jones this year. That sucked for him.
So, it sucks for him. I make that very clear. I feel bad for Daniel Jones. I think one of the questions we all had about Daniel Jones was his ability to stay on the field.
Correct.
When that injury went down, there was a buzz of people talking about it at MetLife Stadium. So I brought it up to Iron Staten Island, who brought it up to somebody. I brought it up to another person sitting next to me. And we all did the same thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The exact same thing. We're like, God, man, feel terrible for Daniel Jones. Pause. Dude, that draft pick is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we needed almost like that 2 second of pausing
right
before we pivoted towards the Colts won't win another game.
Yeah, and the worst thing about it for Daniel Jones is that you knew this was going to happen.
Right, he never stays healthy.
He never stays healthy. Yep. It's one of the reasons that people wanted to mock the Giants. Oh, look how good Daniel Jones. Great. He was great for us, too, until he wasn't available.
No, of course. That was the biggest thing I was always worried about with him, just staying right on the field.
In the end, this is like an interesting question I thought of on my own today, which was, who will Daniel Jones have set back further? His 2022 with the Giants spent $40 million and led to that whole thing, or the Colts buying in enough to trade two firsts and not having an answer at quarterback?
Okay. Yeah, and now Riley Leonard's hurt.
Yeah.
Well,
the caveat to that question will be,
They do not have a quarterback.
It looks like Brett Rippon this weekend.
Whew. The Indianapolis Colts needed to be smart when they made the Sauce Gardner trade. Like, they couldn't have made the trade because they simply believed, oh, we got Daniel Jones, yeah, we're good.
Sure.
They have to believe in the infrastructure of that roster, to me. Otherwise, you can't make that trade. So, I'm kind of giving you, like, a non-answer to your question.
Yeah.
I have to assume that the Colts didn't make that trade banking on Daniel Jones.
Well, you can't make that trade unless you think you have quarterback solved for the next couple of years, because you got no shot at drafting one without first-round equity.
All right, so then right, the answer is the Colts. They screwed it up more.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, here we go.
Number one.
I put the guys offensively in a tough position with the fourth downs. I'm trying to stay aggressive with it. I take full responsibility for that.
That's the voice of Andy Reid as the Chiefs fell on Sunday Night Football to 6-7. 6-7. And, of course, Andy Reid going for 2 fourth downs deep in his own territory. The one he's talking about is with 10 minutes left. The game was tied at 10 from his own 31. It was a mistake, and it might have killed the Chiefs once and for all.
Yeah, they still have a chance to make the postseason, but they feel flawed.
They're now 50-1 to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Also, more than Andy Reid, and I get it, 4th-and-1 from your own 31-yard line when your defense is playing well and it's a 10-10 game, doesn't feel like a sound decision. How many freaking drop passes were there?
Yeah, Kelsey had one. It went right through his hands.
Yes,
yeah. Rashee Rice. Up in the air, got intercepted.
Hollywood Rice. Brown had a bad one.
Right.
I mean, there were tons of them. So, I get it. Andy Reid, 4th-and-1, own 31. I understand it all. Patrick Mahomes got really screwed by his teammates. And it sucks because I've said this before. I'm going to miss the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. I think they're fun in the postseason. Sometimes you need that big evil. You need that foil. And they're not going to be there. But there is something from that Chief game I need to play because I still can't get over it. And that was the fact that there was a play in which clearly the Texans were short of the first down marker. And so the officials rule it. He's short of the first down marker. Then they do the expedited or expedited review.
Right. Yes.
Okay? And they review it and say, oh, wait, it's a first down. And you're looking at this saying, what the hell is going on? It's not a first down. So Andy Reid did something that I didn't even know you were allowed to do. He threw the challenge flag and challenged the expedited review.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that that was... I didn't know that was a thing.
And I want to prove it to you because here's the clip of the official announcing that the expedited review just got overturned by replay. Take a listen.
The assist was incorrect. The ball carrier was short of line to gain. Kansas City will not be charged a replay challenge.
Wonky, but the right thing happened.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm confused how that got overturned in an expedited review. Because isn't the review a review?
That's what I thought, Teague. I'm watching this
game. It sounds like the review is just BS.
Well, now I think it's BS.
Of course it has to be.
Because the other thing I was unsure
of. How could a review be wrong? I don't get this.
That the other review was right. When I'm watching this and I'm like, wait a second.
Is it a person?
Well, I assume it's a person who, in a very quick, timely fashion, says, that call's wrong, let's overturn it.
I thought the expedited review, when it pertained to first downs, there's a chip in the ball, correct? Isn't that what we heard this offseason?
Yes.
That there's a chip.
A microchip.
There's a microchip, and so the chain gang is still there, but it's really just cosmetic. And it's visualization. So as a player, you know, oh, there's the chain. I got to get to the first down marker. But they don't really need the first down marker because it's all via Hawkeye. You know, the same thing, technology they use for tennis. So how is that wrong? If it's science or technology, I don't get this.
But isn't the official still spotting the ball?
No.
Or has that all been taken away by this chip?
I think
they're still deciding if he was out of bounds and where he's out of bounds to determine is he short of the marker.
Right.
But I never realized until yesterday because when I saw them expedite
the chip can't determine when he was out of bounds.
Right, so I think that is still determined by the officials. But for expedited review to say it's a first down, and then Andy Reid is still able to challenge the expedited review, you're right, it leads into question, what's expedited review then?
Right.
I thought you're using cameras and replay to get something right. And so, look, Tirico's right in that it was wonky, it was weird, but we got it right. And we did. And it turned out not to be any scandal. But I now look at every other expedited review and say, well, how do I know if that's right?
Yeah, it's true.
Should we be able to challenge all of them? And apparently you are. I didn't even know you were able to challenge expedited review.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Crazy, right?
Right. That's interesting.
How is that not your Cinco there, Sean?
And listen, I can only fit 5 here.
Right.
By the way, on your argument of the Patriots, we have a flex. Week 16, Sunday Night Football. Yeah. Bengals, Dolphins out. Patriots, Ravens in.
There you go.
Oh, very nice. That's certainly a more appealing game. So good for them. Week 16, what are we up to now?
We're about to be in week 15. So this will be going into Christmas week.
By the way, I did your research for you on Drake May. All right, 282, 2 touchdowns. This is going backwards. 282, 2 touchdowns. 294, a touchdown. 281, a touchdown. 270, 2 touchdowns. 259, 2 touchdowns. 282, 3 touchdowns. 222, 2 touchdowns. I don't know what happened that week against the Tennessee Titans. Well, they just blew them out, so we didn't need it. 261, 3 touchdowns. 271, no touchdowns, 203, two touchdowns. Again, another blowout, the Carolina Panthers, so they didn't really play. 268, two touchdowns, 230, two touchdowns, 287, one touchdown. Drake May is ridiculously consistent.
I'm not
with how good he is.
But I'm not disputing that. I'm saying they're not going to the Super Bowl. I'm not talking about a season. He's had a great year.
They are the most consistent team because they have the most consistent quarterback.
Do you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
They have as good a chance of anybody because they're as well-coached as any team in
the
football.
No, they have as good a chance as anybody because it's wide open, which is my only point. Mm. This is the most wide open the AFC has
but
been
since.
But
you asked me, who's the best team? And I'm telling you, it's the in the AFC, it's the New England Patriots.
I want
because they have consistency at quarterback.
I'm throwing the flag.
Do you think Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Bills have consistency at quarterback?
I got to challenge the play. Why? I'm challenging the play. That is not how this conversation
that's
started.
That's exactly what you asked
me. I said, no.
Okay, that's what I heard.
I said, this is the most wide open the AFC has been. And you disagreed and you said, no, it's not, Evan. What about the Patriots? And I said, what about the Patriots? They have a chance. I'm not dismissing them, even though I don't think they'll make it. I said, it's wide open. Mm. Don't make me go to the review.
I just don't know if it's wide open. I think there's
that's
certain
my
teams.
Point. Okay. So you don't think it's wide open?
I think there are teams like the Patriots that just don't lose. Right? When was the last time they lost?
I know, but they've also played a very soft schedule. Like, in the postseason, you got to play a lot
of
good teams.
They already beat Buffalo.
Let's see them do it again, by the way.
It's soft. You're right.
I'm saying. I'm not dismissing them. I just
look
at...
They have Buffalo at this week. That'll determine.
Well...
That'll help you know.
It'll certainly help. But I look at this entire conference.
Because after that, it's Baltimore, Jets, Dolphins.
I get it. And they're going to win a lot of games, and maybe they'll have home field advantage throughout. I just don't think that they're a sure thing. I don't think anybody's a sure thing. I think this is as wide open as this conference has been since, I'm trying to think of like the exact year I would use, but probably 2002. Hmm. Like, I know that sounds nuts, but think about it.
Right.
And you know what's going to back me up and prove me right, Teak? I think when the playoff starts, if we go to odds, like playoff favorites, I think the odds are going to show as evenly matched as it's ever been in 25 years.
They already are. Like, the Texans are only plus 650 to get
and that's
story.
My point!
Do we want some Pete Alonso news from David Stearns, including audio?
Of course! By the way, later tonight, there will be a full Rico Bronya in which we react to everything David Stearns had to say. But here on Evan and Tiki, we just give you the important things.
Yes.
If you want to bore yourself to tears, you got a chance to do that later tonight with a special Rico Bronya. But sure, let's hear from David.
All right, so two audio clips I'm going to play. The first one... Will the Mets be meeting with Pete Alonso at the winter meeting?
Wait, before you play it, what I said to you was he doesn't need to meet with Pete Alonso. Yes. Like, what the hell are they going to talk about? So I'm curious if David answers it that way, and if he does, if he cleans it up in a much nicer way. Because I'm just saying, what the hell do I need to meet with this guy
That's
for?
What he's going to say.
All right, let's see how he does it.
We know Pete.
Do you plan to meet with Pete Alonso this week in person?
I did see Pete was coming. I think Pete knows us really well. I think we know Pete really well. I think he'll take the time here to perhaps meet with organizations he doesn't know quite as well.
Why is he smiling when he's talking? Yeah. And I'm just listening. I'm not looking.
You can tell.
It feels like he's smiling.
Because he has no interest.
Oh, come on. That's what you take out of that?
Yeah. What did I say? He knows. We know Pete.
I think he's got interest. I think there's nothing to gain from meeting with him. So, and the truth is, they're offering Pete Alonso, whatever they're offering, it's probably a three-year deal. And that's not changing. So it's like, fine, go meet with a bunch of freaking teams.
Yeah. So does he have
a bigger offer?
Does he have interest in Pete? Some might say, is he a priority? Let's hear what David Stearns had to say.
Does that mean, I know that's the line that you use when we talk about Pete, but to what extent is he a priority? Like, you don't have a clear and obvious starting first baseman right now. There are other guys you can go and get, but to what extent is Pete himself a priority for you?
Okay, I think Pete has demonstrated that he's one of the best offensive players in baseball. And he's performed at a high level for us, and so that would be a priority for any team. It certainly is for us.
So, do you think he's a priority based on that answer?
No.
No? You don't think so?
Did it sound like a priority?
I'm going to give you the comp. Do you mind, Sean, if I use you as the example?
Always.
Does your wife mind if I use her as part of the example?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, Sean says to his wife, I think I'm going to sleep around tonight. And Sean's wife's like, okay, good luck with that. And so Sean's wife, David Stearns, thinks is the right word. Pete's not getting better than me. And Sean's wife's like, okay, Sean, good luck. You ain't doing better than me. And you know it. And that's what's going on. David Stearns is telling Pete Alonso, good luck, go sleep around.
Right.
Now, there's always that chance that Pete will just, hook up with somebody And then it's over.
A drunken hookup?
Maybe.
Phillies look good with their top off.
But that's my impression of David Stern smiling. Like, even while he was laughing. Like, that's Sean's wife saying, okay, Sean, yes, go out and meet with other women. Okay. Is that a fair comp?
Yeah, I don't know why you're laughing about that.
No, no. She's laughing at
that. Oh, I gotcha. I don't know why she's laughing at that.
Because David Stern was laughing.
Yeah. I don't think anybody should laugh. I'm a stud. I'm coming to my prime.
It's how he ended up being a fat piece of ass.
There you go. All right, thank you very much.
Right, you're welcome. No, that was the David Stearns news desk from the winter meetings.
Yeah, basically it's nothing. I mean, it is a standoff very similar to last year. We don't know what the Mets are willing to offer, but they're basically daring Pete Alonso to go get a better offer elsewhere. He wasn't able to do it last year. He stayed with the Mets. I don't know what this looks like now. Yeah. He's coming off a really good year. He doesn't have the QO attached to him, so you would think he'll do better. But that's the mystery of the whole thing. None of us really know.
And there's multiple reports surfacing out of the winter meetings in Orlando. I'll just read one tweet from Chris Cotello up in Boston. Agents and executives in Orlando believe Kyle Schwarber may be the next big domino to fall, with the Phillies and others in a holding pattern waiting for that dam to break.
Here's what I find so weird.
Why are you such, I don't know, like, emotive language?
What do you mean?
That dam to break. The next thing, they're not related either.
What?
What was it? The next chip to fall.
Oh, right. The next domino to fall.
Next domino to fall. Then they're just waiting for the dam to break. Like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? Just talk normal.
I think this is the time of year.
Talks like that. Hey, Sean, guess what? I'm going somewhere, and I can't wait for that chip to fall. But when it does, the dam's breaking, bro. It's going to be awesome.
Dude, chill out.
I think these baseball writers are looking for new ways to say the same thing.
Say the same thing. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. I don't understand why Kyle Schwarber is being treated like he's so much more appealing than Pete Alonso by all of these teams. Mm. And maybe the Mets, too, depending on what they've offered
more
to
him. More consistent success from the team. Not really him, but just from the team. Because Pete's been consistent.
Yeah, but
himself.
He's a player. We're not signing the Phillies. You're signing a player.
I don't know. I think you get it's the LOL Mets thing. You get associated, unfortunately.
No, I think I'm trying to figure it out. It's almost as if teams value someone who's a full-time DH more than someone who actually plays a position but doesn't play it very well, which I find odd. Mm. Like, think about it. Pete's younger than Kyle. He's been consistent. Right. Now, he didn't have the same year Kyle had, but if you look back at their last 5 years, I mean, Pete's right there with him. He's younger, and he plays a position. Mm. And he posts, as they say, every single game. So what am I missing while Schwarber is like the hot thing everyone's chasing?
I think, honestly, it's just easier. We briefly said this earlier in the show. He's just easier.
Because he's a DH?
Yes, yeah, just because he's a DH.
But you can make Pete a DH.
It makes the contract much more, I don't know, easy to craft.
Why?
Because you're not worried about, well, if he plays this much at first base.
But isn't that a good thing to have a guy capable of playing a position?
Now you have to calculate defensive war as part of the calculation, or at least his agent is going to be doing that. Well, he provides value as a defender as well. You know, so can't discount that. Just put a premium on top of what you'd give Schwarber, because it just makes it complicated. And if you're just a DH, it's just simple. It's rote.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. All I know is he's more appealing than Pete Alonso on the open market for whatever reason. Let's go to Chris in Staten Island. Hey, Chris.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Evan, I think it's the Swan and Dolphin Club, by the way.
So it's actually the same club? I thought it was like a separate hotel, like the Swan and then the Dolphin.
Yeah. All right. Might have me on that one, but... So, Tika, I got a question for you about the Giants, but a quick Yankees point, if you don't mind. I think the Yankees, like the Yankees of old, must be over, because everybody in the American League is getting better. Every other team, you got Toronto, you got Boston. I'll tell you one thing: if Boston gets Pete Alonso, watch out. Got short porch and left. But how come we can't get Bellinger, Tucker, and Bregman? Like, where are the Yankees of old? Go get them all, and then you don't have to worry about anything. Then you win the World Series, or at least you win one, maybe two in the next 10 years, no?
Well, they're worried, unfortunately, about the number that they're going to spend.
And in fairness, George Steinbrenner did not have the taxes that Major League Baseball has today.
And they're worried about $100 million payment to the city every year. So they're worried about other monetary obligations, how much money goes back into the team, the vendors, et cetera. Yeah, they make a ton of money, but they also spend a ton of money. So it's just trying to be good business, man.
But not enough money to many Yankee fans, because he just described like this bully stack of the deck kind of offseason. They're not even interested in Kyle Tucker. Like, Brian Cashman was asked, hey, Kyle Tucker visited the Blue Jays spring training facility. Is he going to visit yours? And he was like, eh, probably not. I mean, it doesn't seem like they're that interested. Let's go to Steve in Babylon. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Evan, how you doing? Hi, Kiki.
What's up?
We just want to let you know, I'm asking if Christian Scott is still on the Mets pitching.
Yeah, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. I think he's going to be a factor in spring training. I guess he starts the year in the minor leagues, but he's got a chance to be a big part of the Mets next year. TJ and Tom Zerver. Hey, TJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I just got to ask, why is nobody in the media talking about Kurt Cignetti and his possible coming to the Giants? I mean, it seems like the perfect fit. He looks like a no-nonsense. He looks like Tom Coughlin reincarnated out there. I don't understand it. Like, nobody in the media has given this guy. I know he had the contract extension with Indiana, but the guy just seems like a perfect fit.
He's done a great job at Indiana. Like, we talked earlier about Fernando Mendoza and what he's done in turning them around. I mean, Cignetti's the head coach. Before that, he was at James Madison and helped them. Didn't they jump from wherever they were to Division One?
Yeah, they went.
And he won a lot of games
there.
So it's a great question. I don't know the answer. How come you in the media, Tiki, won't bring up Kurt Cignetti as possibly the next Giants head coach?
I'll tell you his career.
Go ahead.
So he played quarterback at West Virginia. Then he coached almost immediately as graduate assistant. Pittsburgh, Davidson, Rice, Temple, Pittsburgh, NC State, Alabama. Then he became head coach at IUP, Elon, James Madison, and Indiana. Where in there do you see any experience with an NFL organization and an NFL players? Where do you see it?
Well, you don't see it at all.
Exactly.
So that's enough to say no thanks?
There's just no track record of having success in the NFL.
There isn't, but there's a lot of winning.
You could throw the Tom Coughlin resume out there, but let's not forget, Tom Coughlin was on multiple championship teams as an assistant with the New York Giants.
Right, he had NFL experience.
Before he went to college at Boston College and then ultimately to the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he had success every step of the way. From an assistant to a head coach at BC, head coach at Jacksonville, and then ultimately with the New York Giants.
And age kills him. He's going to be 65 before week one next year.
Yeah.
That's a big, you know, NFL teams
it's not the trend anymore.
Right, and if you want an older coach, you want somebody who's proven it in the NFL, a la what Pete Carroll did with the Raider job.
It's a grind, man. Being a head coach in the NFL, I said it before, it's a grind. It's not one for the faint of heart and not for one who is used to having weeks off in the summer. It just doesn't happen.
42-6 as head coach. That's pretty impressive.
Great.
I'm just saying, it's very impressive, but you guys are right. And I think that if Kurt Cignetti wanted to be an NFL head coach, unfortunately, and it's tough when you're that old at this point, he's got to go get a coordinating job in the NFL.
Yep.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you're probably right, because even the college coaches that make the jump have that previous NFL experience. We'll get back to your calls in a minute, 888-808-1019. Yesterday, there was a 16-member committee as part of the Baseball Hall of Fame contemporary ballot who votes on those that were eligible and placed on the ballot. So it was 16 people, and we knew who they were. So it's no longer anonymous. It was Ferguson Jenkins, Jim Cott, Juan Marichal, Tony Perez, Ozzie Smith, Alan Trammell, Robin Yount, all Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. There were some MLB executives, and there were a few media members that voted. And here's what I learned. What I learned is you could change it from writers to players. You can put in media members. I guess you could poll America at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Steroid users are not getting in.
No.
I disagree with it, but we have to just accept that an eclectic mix of people keep telling us no.
Yeah, they're pariahs for whatever reason, even though I think even those, this 16-group committee, probably don't care as much as others do, but it's just a stigma that you're never getting rid of.
No, and even these Hall of Fame players, and it was funny, I couldn't wait for the vote, so I Googled Ferguson Jenkins and Jim Cott and Juan Marichal. You know what I Googled? What they said about steroid guys in the past, just to get an idea. And you could tell, like, these guys were not getting in. So we could waste time and bitch and moan about it. But what I have learned after 20 years now, or 15 years, is It's over. Mm-hmm. They're just not getting in. The same thing with Don Mattingly. He was a wonderful player for the Yankees. I know a lot of people listening loved watching him play. You grew up watching him play. You had your poster on the wall. Here's the bottom line. Whether it's the baseball writers or it's Tony Perez, they think you're wrong. And Don wasn't even close. So let's move on. And let's congratulate Jeff Kent. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Kent, to me, was one of the greatest hitting second basemen of all time. I think unlike these other guys, Jeff Kent didn't get in because he was mean to the media. And so once you took it away from the media and you allowed players and executives to vote, Jeff Kent got in. And I want to hand it to Bill Maddon, who I don't know if Bill Maddon is retired, but he is on Twitter. And Bill Maddon used a Sean Morashian term that I'd like to use to you to describe why Jeff Kent was kept out of the Hall of Fame besides being a mean guy. So Jeff Kent was a great offensive player, mm-hmm. not great defensively, I'd be the first to tell you. And so Jeff Kent's WAR was never great. And so Bill Maddon called all the writers that kept Jeff Kent out of the Hall of Fame warmongers.
Very good.
That's awesome.
And I love it. So Bill, I'm going to give you credit, but I got to start using it. Anytime a player is brought down because their WAR isn't good, you're a warmonger.
I mean, it's true because it doesn't tell the story, especially for someone who plays as long as Jeff Kent did, 17 seasons. And he won MVP, so.
I know. He won the MVP on the San Francisco Giants. He was teammates with Barry Bonds. He is a Hall of Famer. So congratulations to Jeff Kent. What I need to figure out, and maybe you can help me because you're the most independent person when it comes to this, because you literally didn't even watch him play,
right?
Which I think makes you independent. So he spent 5 years with the Mets. He was not a Hall of Famer with the Mets.
Beginning of his career.
Yeah, so he was first a Blue Jay, and then the Mets traded David Cone. They were out of it in 1992, so they traded him for Jeff Kent and Ryan Thompson, a young outfielder. And Jeff Kent spent parts of 5 seasons with the Mets, in which he put up solid numbers. They then traded him in the midst of the 1996 season for Carlos Baerga. What a disaster. Jeff then goes on, has a great career with the Giants, with the Dodgers, with the Astros. But a good Met. Don't you think we have to do something for Jeff Kent this year? Like something. I'm not saying retire his number or anything crazy like that, but shouldn't there be like almost a acknowledgement?
So do people, the Met fans remember him? I'm just looking at the years.
Yeah, they sucked when he was here.
92 to 97, 96.
Really bad years, T.
So they're bad.
Horrible, yeah.
And he was okay, but not exceptional.
He was okay. And he was hated by some Met fans.
No, you don't have to do anything.
I want to do something.
No, I don't think you do.
I think, because it would be really cool to own him. I think a simple Jeff Kent bobblehead day in his Met uniform from back.
See, I agree with that. Because I don't think, we're not putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Do you want, do you recognize his Met time?
I do. He was a good Met. I got no issue with him as a Met.
Do you need like a 15th Edwin Diaz bobblehead? You know what I mean?
I think, Sean, I think you nailed it.
But you got to get him to come back for it.
He'll come back.
Yeah. Then so you do that. And you have him come back, you have whatever. Talks about his Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
How important the Mets were for the first impressionable years of his career.
Yeah.
And then you give a bobblehead.
Dude, yeah, I think that's the answer.
And even
put him on the SNY broadcast. You guys will put him on, right? SNY, Gary, Keith, and Ron. Hey, Jeff's here. Jeff's stopping by. Hey, what's up, Jeff? Yeah, we sucked. We lost over 100 games in 1992.
Is he nice to media now?
Yeah, because it's
now that
over.
He's... Yeah. What is he? So he's 40 and so he's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So he's 60?
Yeah, he's an old man now. Yeah. Not that 60 is an old man.
Right.
Nah, Jeff is very good. Joe and I had him on during the pandemic, and he was a great guy. And I think that once you walk away from playing...
I'm aging him. He's 58.
58, okay. Yeah, I think Sean, you nailed it. Let's just give the man a bobblehead. A nice, cool, number 12, Jeff Kent bobblehead. And for those that don't care, don't care. You don't have to go. But I think we need to acknowledge that a guy is going into the Hall of Fame, and he spent a half a decade with the Mets. And here's the best part, Teak, the second best part. So Jeff Kent's in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Yep.
The next ballot is your traditional writer's ballot. If I had to predict, I think one guy is going to get in, and that guy is Carlos Beltran.
So why?
Because he's trending up.
Oh, got it.
So I think he'll get the 75%. Usually it's kind of predictable. So the Hall of Fame is going to be Mets-centric this year.
Ish.
Well, Beltran may have a Met hat on. Jeff Kent obviously will have a Giants hat on. But Beltran may have a Met hat on, so... Just saying. So congratulations to Jeff Kent. Are you okay about the Mattingly stuff? Are you over it, Sean? You're too young, right?
No. Well, Don Mattingly is how I first fell in love with the Yankees. He came over. First game I was at, signed something for me, touched me on the head. Like, I had this love affair with him.
He touched you where?
On my head. Like, gotcha. A pat on my head, one for you, kid. It was cool moment. Love Don Mattingly from there.
He threw you a Coke and a towel?
No, he ate out of my popcorn. No, I'm at this phase, man. Honestly, I'm good with Mattingly not getting in, but... I'm more concerned with, like, the Clemens Bonds stuff. Like, a world where I watch those giant teams and Kenson and Bonds isn't. I've just learned I care so much about sports, and I care way too much about sports, that I'm over the Baseball Hall of Fame. It is no longer a thing for me.
Did you hear what the president said?
Trump?
He said that Roger Clemens should sue the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Wow. It's a museum. Like, what the hell are we talking about?
I know. Who would you even sue?
Yeah.
It's not the Hall of Fame. It's the writers, and now it's this panel. And because they, Roger and Barry, because to me, like, look, they're both Hall of Famers, and they're linked together.
Sure.
But with all due respect, Roger Clemens is one of the greatest pitchers I've ever seen. Barry Bonds is the greatest player I've ever seen. So I separate them just a little bit. No offense to Roger, you're fine.
Right.
But
no, you're great, but Barry was exceptional.
Yeah, like if I had a discussion on the greatest pitcher I've ever seen, Roger's in the discussion, but I'm going to name five other guys. Right. I'm going to talk about Maddox and Pedro and Randy Johnson. When I talk about the greatest position player I've ever seen, it starts
because it's every day.
And it ends with Barry Bonds.
No, there's no doubt about it.
So I think they both should sue.
Yeah, sue Cooperstown the
city. Yeah.
Sue. They don't know what the they're doing.
Yeah, just sue Tom Verducci. I'm just kidding, Tom. I love
was
you.
It for Bonds?
I think it was like six, right?
Four.
Six?
Seven.
Seven. Sorry, Barry.
Six or seven.
Six, seven.
I didn't even do that on purpose.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. Steve's in Bayside. What's up, Steve?
What's up? You know, I have some things I need you to help me figure out, too. How Gary Sheffield is not getting in for steroids, but Big Poppy did get in.
I know. I know
Barry Bonds is Barry Bonds is considered to be a cheater, but Gaylord Perry isn't. Roger Clemens is considered to be a bad guy, but Juan Marichal, who's sitting on the committee for crying out loud, and Bob Gibson and Don Drysdale they're not bad guys. You know, Clemens used to throw at the players. So he's a bad guy.
Juan Marichal took a baseball bat and swung it at the head of a catcher once. He apologized, it happened.
Sorry.
And the final thing that I can't figure out is that the guy that Barry Bonds used to get walked for to face now just got in the Hall of Fame and Barry Bonds isn't. Can you explain that to me?
I can, but you're not going to like it. And the explanation, to be very short and pithy, is that people are telling you that steroids is worse than all of the other things you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Gaylord Perry scuffed a baseball. It's not as bad as steroids. And by the way, I'm not giving you that opinion. I'm explaining
answer. That's a different kind of cheating, one that was acceptable.
Yeah.
You just didn't need to get caught.
Yes. This is worse, according to not just writers anymore, everybody, including Hall of Famers. And so I no longer am angry about it because I'm done. I cared about it for a long time, and now I've just accepted they're not getting in. And when I go to Cooperstown again this year or next year with my kids, I'm going to tell them the story of Barry Bonds, and I'll explain why he isn't in. And I'll let them decide as time goes by, did they get it right or did they get it wrong? Because the story of baseball cannot be told without telling the story of some of these players that are being kept out.
Yeah.
So it's up to us now to just take
especially
take care
Bonds.
Of it. Oh, yeah.
Especially Bonds.
I know. I don't know why. Like, Barry Bonds is like.
He had 762 home runs.
It was, you know what it was more than the 762? It was the fact that he'd get one pitch to hit a week.
Yeah.
And he'd spit on everything.
But unless
that was close.
You were watching baseball all the time, you didn't appreciate that. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
If you weren't watching daily or paying attention daily, you didn't get that. But when you just look at the pure statistics of it, it's like, how in the hell do you hit 760 home runs?
Yeah, no, he was obscene, man. Let's go to Andre in Connecticut. What's up, Andre?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to ask all four of you guys a question, and I'll preface it by telling you what I think. But the question is, growing up or now, have you guys ever had a broadcaster that you just can't stand listening to?
Yes.
because my situation right now is, you know, we get SNY and Keith and Ron, and I love those guys. But in the winter, I have to listen to Ken Danico with the Devils and just his voice.
I like
and not
Ken.
Just his voice.
I feel bad. I like
every little thing. The puck bounces over a guy's, oh, poor guy.
He's, right. I feel bad. I got it. You don't like Ken Danico.
Right.
I'll pivot this and ask everyone, the one broadcaster growing up, maybe they're not doing it anymore, right. So we don't hurt anybody's feelings.
Hold on.
That you could not listen to.
Thank you, SNY, for joining us. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. All right, continue.
Because I do have an answer to that.
I don't think I do. I don't remember paying attention to the broadcasters when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I get more annoyed now. Only because I do it, so I can.
That's true. It's a different perspective.
It's a different perspective, but I don't remember growing up saying, I can't stand listening to this guy.
It's funny. I have a guy, and the truth is, now when I go back into the archives and I check out an old game, I kind of find him endearing now, but I didn't find it then. I couldn't stand him then. But do you know who I'm about to say, Tommy?
Can I guess?
I'll let you guess.
Thank you. Fran Healy.
You nailed it. That is really impressive.
Why?
He was just, I mean, where do you want to start? How about that?
I liked Fran Healy.
How about that? Oh!
He would always talk about Mike Piazza's hands. He would do like 10 minutes on that every game. Look at his hands. That's why he hits the ball the way he does.
Look at that, Howie. Howie. He was like a big doofus, but looking back on it, like when I play old clips, because you know me, I watch some, we do Rico Rewatchables, watch old games. I find him endearing, but maybe I find him endearing because I'm not watching him every single day of the season. So mine is Fran Healy. You guys have one?
I have one, but I'll be tarred and feathered in New York, so I'd prefer not to.
That's okay. You could say it.
I could not stand Marv Albert.
Really? Holy crap.
I could not stand Marv Albert.
You went there.
Yeah. Yes, we get it. Enough. When he got the Nets job, I was so cringed. I'm like, we don't need to be taking games where I understand more.
Hold on. Let me explain this to Tiggy.
Yeah.
He got the Nets job and it felt dirty. Because, so Marv is this legendary broadcaster. He has the off-the-field controversies. Not going to get into it. And then he joins Yes, and it felt like he was pushing Ian Eagle to the side. And you know the way we feel about Ian.
Yes.
So I think, unfortunately for Marv, his entrance into the net world was met with...
Right.
And I felt the exact same way, But I think Marv is great. Like, I can separate the two.
Yeah,
he's not Ian, by the way. Ian's even better.
To be fair, even growing up, I felt this way before he got the net job. I preferred Costas on the NBA and NBC over Marv big games. I didn't get the Marv thing.
So
I
wasn't the way he pushed Ian.
No, and then when he took the net job, it was just like, oh my God, I couldn't stand this guy to begin with. But I know it's not a popular take. But
that's fine. You gave it. So I have Fran Healy. Tiki, you have nobody officially, correct?
Yeah, nobody.
You have so many options. You want to know why?
Well, there's so many guys I can tell you now that I don't, but I don't do that.
No, I meant as a kid growing up, didn't you watch or occasionally watch the Atlanta Braves on TBS?
Oh, yeah.
They all sucked. Yeah. Every one of them.
Definitely.
You know Skip Carey.
I don't remember their voices, though.
They were horrible.
I feel like when I was a kid, I kind of just had it on, and it was because I never like intently was sitting there like, oh, Dale Murphy's up the bat. Oh, there's Glenn Hubbard. Oh, well, let me listen to how they're describing.
Look at him name and names.
Right? It just like it didn't feel like I was listening. It was more like I was just watching.
Gotcha.
I don't know why. I think we were always busy. We were always messing around with one another.
That makes sense.
So the game was on, but we weren't listening.
I'll do it for you. Van Wieren, Sutton, Carey, they all sucked.
Terrible.
They were all terrible.
See, you say all those names, I don't even recognize them.
Okay.
And I watched every freaking Braves game.
Skip Carey was the son of Harry Carey, but the father of Chip Carey. The Carey dynasty in
was
baseball.
One of them with the Cubs?
Yeah, that was, Skip and Chip, I think. And Harry, they all did the Cubs. They all eventually did the Cubs. Who's your guy, Tommy?
It doesn't have to be a local announcer, right? Actually, this guy kind of falls in that category. So I loved this guy growing up, especially during the NCAA tournament. But now that I'm an adult and I gamble on games, if I have the wrong side of a game and Gus Johnson is doing the call and he's screaming as I'm losing money, it just makes me want to mute the game. It's like, Gus, it was a 6-yard pass. Can we relax? And I love Gus, but now that I'm an adult and I make adult decisions, it makes me want to mute it.
That's a fair answer.
If I'm losing my bet.
It's a fair answer.
Makes sense.
Good question by our caller. Seems like a topic we could do 5 hours on, but instead we do 4 minutes on it late in the 5 o'clock hour on a Monday. Let's go to John in Holtsville. What's up, John?
Hey, Evan Tiki. How are you, brother?
How's good, man?
Your favorite fan. How you been, buddy?
Fantastic, John. What's up?
All right, listen to me. Let me ask you a question, Tiki. You're the only one who can answer this for me.
Go ahead.
Likely had 2 feet down in the end zone and had the ball in his hand.
Yes.
I thought the rule is 2 feet, and once he's in there, that's a touchdown.
But he's got to make
had both feet down.
He's got to make a football move. So a football move.
What do you mean a move? I thought it was 2 feet in the end zone, and then it's it. That's touchdown.
So we did this a little bit earlier. So think about on the sideline. So if you catch a ball on the sideline, you get 2 feet in. And you really can't you can't make a football move. So the football move is surviving going to the ground, right? But if you're if you're in the middle of the field and there's no out of bounds, a football move is either also going to the ground or taking a third step. So as he was taking that third step, his heel was down, the ball started to come loose as his third step was going down. So they ruled it incomplete. It was the right call, unfortunately. It was the right call.
You think so?
Yeah.
Don't you think they should change that rule, Tiki? I mean, come on. I think likely didn't Porter hit it, though? I thought Porter hit it, too.
Yeah, he did. But here, what to me, this is more on Isaiah Likely. What he should have done, because he was trying to keep the ball away from the defender, was just catch it and then stop. You know what I mean? If instead of instead of keeping walking and moving, just stop. Because then you've done stopping is the football move. Just like going to the ground on the sideline is the football move. And so, I don't know, you just pull that thing in or find a way to protect it from the defender. That was unlikely, and it was the right call, unfortunately, for Raven fans, I hate to tell you.
It may be the right call. It doesn't feel like...
But it was.
Logic.
But it's been defined like that for a long
time.
No,
I'm not even disputing that. It just feels like when you see something...
Yeah.
And even though letter of the law, you're right, you look at it and say, but that's a catch.
Right. But here's the thing. Like, when you see guys make catches like that, when they catch it and they keep the ball away and they just stop, it's a touchdown.
Right.
And then the defender will scramble and knock the ball away, and it'll still be a touchdown. But when you're moving, you got to survive the next move. That's what they always say. And it's why you hear it on the sideline. You got to survive the ground. The next move is what Isaiah Likely put himself in position to not survive, and it got knocked away before he got that next step down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.